This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
I am your host, Ismael Ortiz Rivera. I am the Employment Director of Soldier for Life. We're talking today with the Army Career Skill Program. The first part is going to be related with the soldiers, how the soldiers can take part of the Army Career Skill Program. The second part is going to be about the employers, how employers can become a CSP provider. I want you to know the Army is looking for you to strive and succeed beyond your military career. And during our program today, you will hear how you can do that through the Army CSP. Our guest speaker served 20 years and attained the rank of Sergeant First Class. In addition, she completed her master's degree in adult education, which is essential for her job as the Regional Career Skill Program Coordinator. She is responsible for developing and managing over 40 programs in her region. In addition, she's a mentor, a trainer, and expert in andragogy, which means the science and practice of adult learning. Please, let's welcome Ms. Teresa English. Welcome to our show, Ms. English.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, sir. It's an honor.
Oh, thank you. Let's kick things off. Okay. What is unique about the CSP, ma'am?
So I will tell you, the Career Skills Program is a beautiful opportunity for all soldiers that are within their last 180 days of service. So basically what the Army is doing is we are giving them an opportunity to train, to participate in an internship or an apprenticeship, a pre-apprenticeship, or on-the-job training to get those skills that they need. So when they leave the gates of whatever installation they're stationed at, they are set up for success.
What is the regulation that covers AR-600-80?
So if a soldier wants to get more information about the Career Skills Program, they need to go to AR-600-81 Chapter 8. That's the Transition Assistance Regulation, and we have our own chapter in that regulation. Chapter 8 is where they'll go to find more information.
I know that one of the things that is unique about the Army CSP program, it is a Garrison Commander program. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, definitely. So when we're developing programs, we want to make sure that it is a good fit for the soldiers at the installation level to find good employers, you know, in their region and nationwide. So the garrison commander, he or she is instrumental in deciding which programs are allowed to come to their installations. So it is definitely a commander's program, and the garrison commander is going to sign those memorandums of agreement or understanding to allow that partnership.
And it is great because at the same time, the Army is taking care of the community. So every post has unique needs. And the garrison commander with the program, the CSP program, is attending the needs of the community and helping the community what is surrounding. In other words, also the Army CSP is an outstanding opportunity for all the soldiers to prepare for the transition. As a result, you can have a meaningful and a sustainable living wage job in the program, in the career that you choose. You mentioned diversity and training that is unique to every base. Is this available to all soldiers, including the reservists, ma'am?
So yes, the program is designed for active duty soldiers that are within their transition window. So especially our reservists and our National Guard that have been activated, and when they come back, they're transitioning as well. So yes, reservists and National Guard, we help them as well. Just contact your local career skills program person. If you're in a remote location, you can also reach out to our MCOM website, and that's got an email address so that they can get you connected with whoever's going to take care of you. But yes, to answer your question, we do help Reserve and National Guard as well.
Do the employers can use that email address, ma'am?
Yes. If you scroll down just a little bit further, yes. It's got a little part for providers to click. So employers can go on that page to get information about how to be involved, and soldiers can as well. But I want to make it very clear that soldiers that want to get more information, it's very important they go to their installation TAP center where they go to take all their mandatory classes as they're transitioning and find out if they have a career skills program installation administrator there to help them. And most installations do have a CSP office. And if they do not, they can go to their TAP center and one of their counselors can help connect them.
Okay, then for the next question that's related with this, I would like you to elaborate on who can qualify as part of the Career Skill Program.
Okay, so those qualifications are also listed in that regulation, AR 600-81, Chapter 8. And those qualifications are simply for a soldier to be in their last 180 days of service. So they need to be in their last 6 months to qualify and be eligible to participate. They need to anticipate an honorable discharge, and their battalion commander has to give them approval. And then the last thing is, before they start a program, they need to finish all their TAP requirements. And that means they'll have their capstone complete with their 2648 finished before they start a program. And then they just apply to the program. Now, we've got so many programs. Every program has different requirements. So it's important they talk to their CSP office and the program manager of that program to see if there's any other qualifications. For example, some programs might require an assessment test, or they might have some physical requirements. So it's important that they research and get that information ahead of time.
So everything is about planning, and we're going to talk about that later. Yes. What if the soldiers outside of CONUS want to participate? They can go to the CSP office of CONUS.
They can go to their TAP center there, and they can also go to the MCOM website, and they can send us an email and someone will connect them. But most of the soldiers that are OCONUS, they'll be working with Ms. Jeanette Kahn because she manages those overseas locations.
Ms. Inglis, we discussed that CSB has a lot of programs, about 250 or more. Also, we mentioned the qualifications to be part of the CSB and the options that soldiers from the outside of the continental United States have. So let's have, for example, if a soldier is in Fort Hood, Texas, he's interested in training that is offered in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Does the Army provide a system for the soldiers with the CSB outside of the base?
Definitely. So as of January 1st of this year, the Army Career Skills Program and the AER have formed an awesome partnership. And so AER will provide grants, and that means it's free money that you do not have to pay back. It's not a loan. And soldiers that are registered and, you know, they're approved CSP program, they can go to their CSP office and they can actually get the necessary paperwork required to go to their local AER. And if it's a local program, they can get up to $500 in grants to help them with some costs associated with this training. If that soldier, for example, that you said that was going from Fort Hood to Fort Bragg, they can get a $1,000 grant to help them with travel expenses and whatever, you know, they might need to participate, you know, tools or supplies. And then those soldiers that are OCONUS, as of this last month, September, those soldiers now qualify for a $2,000 grant. And that is definitely needed, because those soldiers have to purchase airplane tickets to come back to the States to be able to participate. So that money is set aside for soldiers going through career skills programs to help them ease that financial burden, because the Army has allowed soldiers to participate in a career skills program during their duty day. However, the Army is doing this at no cost to the Army. So it's up to the soldier to pay for transportation expenses or any kind of supplies they might need. The Army is giving them free leave. It's called administrative absence to be able to participate. However, they're not going to buy their uniforms or their shoes or their tools or any other things they might need to participate in the program. So we are so grateful for this partnership with AER so that those soldiers can not have such a financial burden to participate in the program.
Yeah, that's very important to our audience. When you make the request for the Army Emergency Relief Grant, it's not a loan. It's a grant that that help you to cover the travel expenses, the equipment expenses related to your chosen program. Now, we come to the next point, which is planning. How can soldiers best plan their CSP, ma'am?
So planning, you know, do your research. The sooner you come to us, the better. I know that TAP has a motto, come early, come often. We embrace that. We're part of TAP. We want you to come to our office early. We want you to come often, because career skills programs, we're ever changing. We're growing constantly. I've been with this program since 2015. We only had a couple programs. And now today, 7 years later, we have 226 CSP programs across the country. That is amazing. And if you are interested, if you're interested, maybe you're stationed somewhere, but you want to go back home to Texas, we can connect you with those CSP, the CSP staff down in Texas to tell you about the opportunities there. So maybe you can do a program there in Texas where you're going to relocate to, for example. So it's just so many opportunities. I hear retirees all the time say, well, they didn't have that when I retired. They didn't have it when I retired either, but it's such a blessing to be able to grow and to give more opportunities to our soldiers as they're leaving the service today than we had a few years ago. So many great opportunities. And the best advice is to come to the briefings ahead of time so that they can really plan. And also, it's important to have a backup plan. If you can't get into this program, you know, I got a plan A, I got a plan B, I got a plan C. So do your research. Don't just jump into a program because your buddy did it and they think it was a cool program. Get educated, find out, do your research. We want to make sure that that soldier has the CSP program that's the best fit for him or her.
I want to talk about the discipline problems when the soldiers are taking the CSP. Let me give you an example. A soldier is taking a CSP program and he received a DUI while conducting the training. We know that soldiers involved in DUI are subject to UCMJ actions. What happened if, for example, a specialist John Doe is disciplined while he's taking his CSP?
So it's very important. I tell soldiers all the time to remember that the Career Skills Program, it is a privilege. It is not an entitlement. It is a commander's program, and they are doing this. They are letting you leave the unit for you to go prepare for, you know, to become a successful civilian. So please be humble and be grateful for this awesome opportunity and be smart about the decisions that you're making. So unfortunately, that soldier that receives a DUI, his or her commander is probably going to pull them from the course because there's disciplinary things going on. One of the requirements, you know, to participate in the CSP is to have an honorable discharge. So if they do any kind of thing that's going to get them in trouble and they might not be getting that honorable discharge when they leave, the commander has every right to pull that soldier for disciplinary reasons or for mission requirements. So remember that career skills programs are a commander's program. It's very important for soldiers to understand that and just be smart, because a lot of these programs, once they graduate and complete, a lot of them have guaranteed career placement. A lot of them have a high probability of employment. So it is so important that they take full advantage and don't mess up this opportunity, because it's an awesome one.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I want to remember our audience, the soldiers that are listening, that we're ambassadors of the Army. So wherever we are, it doesn't matter if you are at the end of your tour, it doesn't matter if you are transitioning, you're taking the CSP, you're still representing the Army. One of the, I will add here in just moving the topic, one of the reasons that the industry is highly inclined to hire military soldiers, transition soldiers, or military spouses is our values and what we can bring to the table. If you are transitioning the CSP, I tell you, don't forget that you're still in the Army and you're ambassador. You must be careful not to make a mistake at the end of your career that can take away your future. This is a privilege for all the soldiers. Mr. Issa, this is one of the areas that I must ask to all our guest speakers in our program. It's veterans and military spouses. So how the spouses and the veterans can have access to the CSP program, ma'am?
So we, of course, by regulation, we were formed, and our high risk audience is our 18 to 24 year old transitioning service member. However, as we have grown, we have expanded. Many of our programs are spouse friendly, meaning that we will take spouses. It's important that the spouses, y'all are welcome to go along to the CSP briefings at many different places. They can go to the CSP office. They can call or email and find out which programs are spouse friendly. And then the same thing for veterans. Many of our programs are ran by universities or community colleges. And so they have civilian students as well. And so a veteran is definitely welcome to participate. I always remind soldiers, though, that they can only participate in one CSP program, though, while they're active duty. Some veterans choose to come back as a veteran and participate in programs too. So we love our whole military family. That's our soldier, our first term soldier, our midterm soldier, our careerist, our retiree, our soldier that's med boarding, a soldier that's chaptering, as long as the commander is going to approve them, veterans and spouses. So we love the whole military family. Everybody's welcome.
Thank you. Well, if you are a military spouse, usually you usually have an opportunity to be part of the CSP program. In the previous section, we discussed how soldiers could benefit from the CSP program, the requirements, and some of the benefits of participating in the CSPs. However, I would like to focus this part of the program on employers. Why should an employer hire a veteran, ma'am?
So if employers are not interested in hiring our soldiers and our veterans, they are missing out on awesome future employees. Soldiers know how to be on time. They know how to have a good attitude. They know how to work independently. They know how to work with teams. They know how to get stuff done quickly, smartly, safely. They're just an asset to any organization. So if you bring a soldier in, teach them, train them what you want done at your company, you will be amazed at how quickly they will excel.
What about the salary? Do the employer need to worry about the salary, the health insurance for that soldier?
So if the employer participates in a career skills program, the only investment the employer has to give is their time to train that soldier. Because while the soldier is in the career skills program, the employer does not pay them, for example. They do not have to provide benefits because the Army is already covering them. You know, they already have that salary and benefits. So the employer just has to invest someone to train them while that internship or while that training is happening.
Yes, this is a win-win solution.
Definitely.
For the soldier and for the employers and for the Army too.
Yes.
So we're sending our ambassadors because ambassadors speak out of our organization. There are many training opportunities for the soldiers and different ways for employers to train the soldiers in skills related with welding, roofing, construction, software system, and electrical careers, among others. From the employer's point of view, how can employers deliver training opportunities to the soldiers, ma'am?
Well, back to the regulation, AR-600-81, Chapter 8, there's several different types of career skills programs. One of our most popular types is the internship, and I alluded to that earlier. The individual internship is an opportunity for the soldier and the employer to create an individualized training plan. So for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, during that time period, the soldier can train independently with the employer. And then hopefully at the end of that, there's a job opportunity at the end because the soldier has already proven him or herself as a great asset to the organization. So that's an individual internship. Another program that's very popular is our employment skills training. And those we kind of call them cohort classes. That is where the employer can get the biggest bang for their buck because they basically set up classes. So they might have 5 or 10 or 20 or 25, 40 soldiers in a classroom all at one time. And they're teaching them whatever skill they need at their company. So that is definitely another great opportunity. The sky is the limit. We mentioned the 226 programs we have across the country in all types of career fields. We've got blue collar and white collar careers. Every kind of career you can think of, we have it. And if we don't have it, a soldier, it's a great opportunity for them to explore an individual internship, sir.
Yeah. So the soldier has the ability to find an internship, talk to the employer and join the CSP as a provider, that internship, right?
Yes. It's a very simple process. It's a 5-page document. You kind of, you know, write out a little training plan, what the soldier's going to learn. The employer has to identify a mentor to help that soldier through that process. There's a quick legal review and an employer agreement that's signed. And so it's not difficult at all. We tried to streamline the process to make it a simplified application process.
So it's the same process that in that example that all the employers to go to the be providers in the CSP program, ma'am?
So that example I was mentioning is for individual internships. Now, if an employer wants to have an MOU agreement with one of the individual garrisons, it's very important that they find their regional coordinator, and depending on where they're at in the country. Yes. So for example, if there was an employer in Nashville, Tennessee, they're going to come to me because I'm the regional coordinator there in Tennessee. If there's someone in Atlanta, Georgia, they're going to go to Mr. Richard Williams to build that program. We try our best to build new programs in correlation with where the installations are. But we're starting to grow. So there's programs across the country that are not even near installations. And we also have virtual options. So there's so many opportunities to become involved. And then the employers can also partner with the existing programs we have. And I recommend that a lot, because we can't just build programs with every single employer. We'd never be able to manage something that huge. So a lot of our employers, we connect them with existing programs that have similar interests and similar type careers. And that works very well too, because they can recruit right from their classrooms. So it's a great opportunity to just, you know, add those partnerships and employer opportunities.
Yes, so that was my next comment, that if the employer is not interested in a cohort and has one or two positions available, they can do an individual internship, or they can join other organizations that have CSP, because that is an advantage. Maybe they will find among these 200 plus 50 career skills available, you maybe found a product that is match your job position or match your the skill that you're looking, and then you can talk to that organization and offer and be able to have an interview with the soldiers that are participating. The next questions I have is, if the employer is in the local area to a specific base, where does he go?
Well, our transition assistance program, they have frequent employer events and career fairs and job fairs, and sometimes they have job boards and they've got social media. So I would recommend they get connected with the transition assistance program. They can reach out to the career skills program coordinators for their region, and we can help direct them as well. They might be able to do an internship, or they can partner with another employer in the CSP, or they can just market with the local TAP office. So that would be my recommendation to that employer.
One last question. Okay. We talked about before about metrics. What are the installation command metrics, ma'am? Can you elaborate on that, ma'am?
Yes. So MCOM has very, you know, the Army in general, we have very strict metrics, because we want to make sure that the programs that our soldiers go through is worth their time. We want to have successful outcomes. So the metrics that we have is, we want at least 85% of the soldiers that start a program to graduate or to finish that internship, to complete it, 85% completion rate, a 90% hire rate, and then 100% interview rate. So we talk about that with the employers, and before we'll sign an agreement with them, they have to agree to those pretty strict metrics, because we take great pride in having soldiers go through meaningful programs that are going to provide livable wages for themselves and their families as they transition from the service.
You know, that's great, because basically if you pass your training, you're going to have 100% of interview. And then there is an 85%, if I'm not right, that's 85% to hire.
We want, our goal is to make sure at least 85% complete.
Ma'am, we are at the end of the program. This Aww. Has been a fantastic journey. I learned so much, and I would like to recap for our audience. CSP provides soldiers the opportunity, and it's a privilege, to participate in a first-class career job training, such as pre-apprenticeships, apprenticeships, on-the-job training, employment skills training, and internship during their transition period to improve the civilian employment options. Soldiers who participate in the CSP have a high probability of employment. The program flexibility and wide range of options allow soldiers of all interests, ambitions, and background to develop the skills, credentials, and knowledge to successfully find, you know, the employment and continue service their country as private citizens. Employers, you can hire soldiers or spouses or veterans being a CSP provider. If you want to be a CSP provider, you can send email for the CSP US Army.j. bsa.income.headquarter.mbxg1accessarmy.mil. Mr. Essa, it's been an exciting conversation we have today, and exciting the process that we're going through when we are talking and preparing for the program. Every time that I have an opportunity to have a guest speaker in our program is an opportunity for me to learn and grow. From the bottom of my heart and from the leadership of Soldier for Life, I want to express our gratitude for taking the time to be with us today. Also, I want to express my appreciation for Ms. Ken, Ms. Player, for helping us during the program planning. One last comment. I want you to give us your advice and recommendation, ma'am.
Well, definitely my advice is for soldiers, make sure you do your research. Come to the CSP office early. 12 to 18 months is a good sweet spot. If you've already passed that, you know, we'll take you at 6 months, 9 months, 3 months, a month. But just remember, the closer you get to the transition, the smaller your opportunities and class availability gets. So the longer in advance, you know, the more planning time you give and the more research you're doing, the better your opportunities are to find something that you're truly passionate about. I thank you all for your service. I will say that on behalf of myself, my other regional coordinators, and all the CSPIAs at all of the installations that work hard every day to make sure we get as many soldiers into awesome programs, we want to say thank you for your service. Please come see us. We are here truly to serve you. Every day is a new day. Every soldier has different needs. And so it is our goal to help them transition successfully so that you can go out and continue to be an ambassador for the Army. And to the commanders out there, I want to give you a little word of advice. Please do your best to support CSP applications that come across your desk, because it's a win for the Army and it's a win for the soldier to have a successful transition. So, and then you're going to, one day you're going to grow up and, you know, you're going to retire, you're going to separate, and you're going to come to see us too, right? Because regardless of rank, we want our specialists, our PFCs, our lieutenant colonels, our Fulbert, you know, regardless, our SAR majors, we want all soldiers, regardless of rank, to make a smooth, successful transition, because it is a very stressful time in any soldier's life. Their whole family dynamic is changing by taking that uniform off. And so we want to help them make a smooth transition. So please come to your local CSP office. Send us an email if you're not near an installation. We're happy to serve you. Please be patient with us. We work as fast as we can to try to get back with everyone, but we're growing, we're improving. We could use more help. So it's just a labor of love, and we want to help as many soldiers, spouses, and veterans as we can. Thank you all for your service, and thanks for the opportunity to chat with you today, sir. It's been okay. Fun.
Thank you very much. Sometimes as soldiers, we tend to prioritize our mission. You know, the mission is first, but in that equation of the mission, I want you to think, and I want to introduce a new paradigm. The mission involves people. To accomplish every mission, you need to be prepared, educated, and have a strategy to guide you. That strategy is contained in the mission and purpose and intent. When you are transitioning, you are moving to a new mission. So it's a change of mission that requires you to be educated and be prepared to establish what you will be the new mission and your new intent and purpose. As any mission requires a planning process, I recommend you to go to the Transition Assistance Program or visit your local Army CSP and start your planning process. You can go as early as 24 months to 18 months to your transition. But remember, if you go to like 24 months before, you can keep visiting because programs are changing and they're adding, and then you can be updated on that. So I invite you to visit the Army CSP programs or communicate with one of the counselors in the Army tab. Once you do that, they will gonna point you in the right direction.